School's out for the summer, but it's not too early to give your child the edge for the 2017-2018 school year. Our tutoring program for reading, writing, and math for grades kindergarten through 10th grade will be held on August 1st, 3rd, 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. To register your child, contact Community Outreach Coordinator Stephanie DaCosta at 215-885-2585, extension 304.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus stands up after they ask the crazy question, "Don't you care that we perish?" He stands up and he rebukes the wind and speaks to the sea. And the result was that they looked at Jesus differently. But now I call your attention to the reality of the now. You see, in Mark's gospel, we learn that we are going to the other side. That's set. That's set. You're going. You're going. It just depends on how you go. You see, your attitude will determine, your concepts and your notions about life will determine how you go, but you're going. You see, heaven is your destination, and you have nothing to do with your destination. Jesus said, "Where I am, there you will be also." But you see, just because you're going to heaven doesn't mean you have to enjoy the journey if you don't want to. I want you to enjoy the journey. As I said last week, I like to fly first class whenever I can. I save up my points. I buy stuff and get points so I can fly first class. Why? Because I want to enjoy my journey. Now, there are people who walk past my seat in first class. First of all, I'm one of the first groups to board. So while the rest of you are waiting and praying, I'm already in there. Then as soon as I sit down, the flight attendant says, "Would you like to have something to drink before we take off?" I get something even if I'm not thirsty, just because it's offered. What are they saying? "We want to make your journey better." Then the captain comes on and he thanks us for flying with them. They don't thank coach, they thank first class. They say, "We want to thank our first class customers for flying with us. We know it took you a lot of points or something to get in there." And I'm like, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And whether you know it or not, that's where Jesus is in first class. He's not in coach. So you just have to hope that the people in first class are saved, because that's where he is. Jesus never flies coach. And so I fly that way, and I remember one day I was flying, sitting in the chair, and they were boarding the plane, and a little girl walked on with her mother, and she said to her mommy, she said, "Who are these people?" to mommy. She said, "Who are these people?" And she walked right by me when she said it, so I knew what she was saying. And she said, "Who are these people?" And they sitting up here, and mommy said these words. Mommy said, "Oh, well, this is first class, but they don't get there no quicker than us." And I said, "See, that's a broke woman. Because when you're broke, you put it down. You talk about it." And I didn't want to answer her back, but I said to myself, "Yeah, but we get there better. Because they're going to bring you peanuts that you got to pay for. They give me a meal, baby." You see, and I believe God wants you to enjoy your journey of life. You see, you can go through miserable and sick, or you can tell the devil, "I'm not going to be sick, and I'm not going to be enduring anxiety, and I'm not going to continue to be sad. I'm going to make myself happy." And the Bible says you got to leap for joy sometimes, and when it's not there, you got to work it up, and you have to sing some songs, and you have to get in front of the mirror and sing yourself happy and clap yourself into euphoria, because you know that whatever you're going through is not going to last as long as the devil says that it's going to last. So you are shouting in anticipation because Jesus is on your boat. He might be asleep, but he's on your boat. And the fact that he's on your boat lets you know that your boat is not going to sink. So you handle your now with joy. with joy unspeakable, full of glory, as you give God praise. As David said, he encouraged himself. You got to tell yourself, I'm not going under, I'm going over. I've got a promise from God, and it looks impossible. Go on and have that baby at 60. You might say, Pastor, I'm past that time in my life. Well, according to the book of Romans, it says in chapter 4, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. God told him he was going to have a seed. And here he was 100 and did not have the seed because his body and Sarah's body had both come to the realization that they could not have a physical child. However, it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. See what he's saying? He said, now my body might have the signs and symptoms, but I got a promise from God. Now, when I just told you to have a baby, I'm not talking physically. That's why you panicked. You panicked because you thought I was talking about a little bambino. But there's a baby inside of you that the devil told you you can't give birth to. Your vision is dying because you think you're too old to do what God called you to do. But you don't consider yourself being too old. Consider yourself as being in the right time, at the right place, having the right promise from the right Savior to give birth to my baby. Your baby may be a healing ministry. It may be a missionary trip. Your baby may be a new outlook on life, but you give birth to your baby. Stop thinking your life is over just because you're 65. God's got something to do inside of that dead body. God's got a promise that he gave you at 16 that you have not realized yet. But it's time. It's time. You don't need a doctor. You need a midwife. Do you know what the now is? The now is labor. You're in labor. Some of you are in labor right now. When you're in labor, you don't want to know nothing from nothing. The pain is so intense. Some of you want an epidural. Some of you want to be knocked completely out. But you know the goal. The goal of labor is to push that baby out. That's why you're going through what you're going through. That's why many afflictions are coming on you. That's why many devils are attacking you. You're in labor. You're about to give birth to a ministry, to a spiritual gift. Something is about to happen in your life. Take the pain. Come on out and be what we've been waiting for. It says Abraham was not weak in his faith. Do you know what the definition of not being weak means? It means you do not pay attention to the immediate situation, but you keep your eyes on the promise. I have to sit down sometimes and write 25-page papers, and my teacher wants my reference list to have 13 references. And I don't have any pressure. You know why I can do it? Because I see my doctorate. And all of these things are just stepping stones to get me to my doctorate in forensic psychology. I see myself as an expert witness testifying for both the prosecution and the defense on the schizophrenic behavior of the client. I see myself helping out the FBI as we begin to evaluate personality profiles. Why? This little 25-page paper is not stopping me from my goal. You've got to have a goal. God told Abraham, you're going to have a whole seed, and you're going to have to go through something to get there. God has promised each and every one of us something great, and you're going to go through a now to get to your promise. But don't let your now stop you. You got something great going. It's a look, Lord, let me show you something. I didn't preach myself happy now. Watch this. Woo! 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Tell your neighbor, woo! Look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God has put a glory inside of you. And it can't come out until your light's been extinguished. Two lights can't shine at the same time. That's why when Jesus was crucified, the sun was darkened. Two suns can't shine at the same time. While Jesus was being glorified, the other sun went out. I'm here to tell you that when you're going through your light, your personal greatness is going out so that his greatness can shine. In fact, in the book of Romans, Paul said all of the universe, all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. They are waiting for us to come out so they can know that our God reigns. I'm here to tell you, we don't have to put down sin. All we have to do is shine with the glory of God, and that will put down sin all by itself. People will come to you saying, what must I do to be saved? And you haven't even said a word to them, but there's a light. Look at what Paul says. Look at what Paul says. Look what he says. He said, but we have this treasure in our earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. That's what the now is all about. Before God brings you to the promise, he's got to get rid of all the stuff that's going to make you arrogant. You go through what you go through so that nothing in you wants to be a big shot. If God did not take us through the valley, we would not appreciate the mountain. And he's great enough to sit back and watch us go through it. Every one of us had a perception about how our lives should be. And I can guarantee you not a one of us in here has realized that perception. It has gone completely to the left. But God, who is rich in mercy, caught you while you were falling, stood you back up, and said, try it again.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6417. Hey,
today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join your Bethel family for a special deliverance service on Sunday, August 13th at 6 o'clock p.m. here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. If you desire to be set free, come out to this service.